Blog Talk Radio.
College football season. I am so excited. We've got a gathering at my house today. We've got my son and son-in-law coming over. We're putting on our blue-colored goggles. The world is beautiful and blue. We are excited.
And Hondo, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm just wondering if Poppy knows for sure if the BYU defense is going to show up.
Well, we're going to get to that in a minute, guys. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, whether it be live or archived, and let everybody know that we're here every Saturday morning from 8 to 8:30, and we are brought to you by sportswagers-selections.com. Yes, it is here, college football. Next week, we have the kickoff with NFL, and couldn't come at a better time, folks. We are starting off on a very, very hot note, and I hope that you all take advantage and call in and sign up, log in. If you want our free picks, all you need to do is just go to our website at sportswagers-selections.com or simply log into your Twitter account and follow Eddie the Hat Wins. It's that simple. And, of course, we have the MLB playoffs fast approaching and college football, NFL. And before you know it, Poppy, guys, we're going to have NBA, college basketball. So fasten your seatbelts because time is flying by. Want to congratulate Poppy. Poppy, you're being referred to around these parts as 100% Boppy. Boppy's lock came through this week. Utah laying -5 or -6, depending on where you do your shopping at. And that got off to a winning start as well. So we're going to have more on that momentarily, the second half of the show when we get to the free football plays for everybody. All right, Buffy, who's hot and who's not in the sports world?
Well, I'm going to take a look at the hitters first in the Major League Baseball, and it's just a great list of you know, the top of who's the best and developing into the best right now. Start off with Nolan Arenado of the Colorado Rockies, 3-for-4, batting 484 last week, 5 homers, 11 RBIs. You know, that's capping off a season where he's already got 35 homers and 103 RBIs. And, of course, a guy that we've talked about a lot this year, Yoenis Cespedes, he hit 3 home runs, 5 RBIs last week. His season is just unbelievable. 294, 29 homers, 89 RBIs. Cespedes helping the Mets get to the promised land. And then there's Kyle Seager, and this guy is having just lights out second half. He was 3-for-4 with 3 RBIs last night. He's batting 500 with 4 homers and 10 RBIs this week. And on the season, he's got 22 homers and 59 RBIs. So, you know, just really looking good. But the reason, and you can see it in who's hot and who's not among the pitchers, is that you've got that who's contending and who's fading. The Dodgers have both Clayton Kershaw and Zach Greinke have numbers among the best in the National League last week. Kershaw's last 3 games, he's 2-0 with a 1.08 ERA, a .72 WHIP, and he's got 25 innings, 39 strikeouts. I mean, he's doing what your pitchers have to do in the clutch. And there's Jake Arrieta of the Cubs, who of course his last game he pitched a no hitter against the Dodgers, and you know, but in contrast, look at who is not in their pitchers. And you got Alfredo Simon for the Tigers and Ryan Vogelsong for the Giants. Vogelsong's last 3 games, 0-3, 11.45 ERA. You don't need to go any further than that to know why the Giants are fading into the sunset.
Yeah. I want to, while I'm thinking about it too, I want to personally congratulate the Pittsburgh Pirate organization for totally ruining and taking Joaquin Soria out of his comfort zone, who was closing games for the Tigers. And it seems that they just purchased this guy just to screw his career up. And congratulations for them for that. And I'm sure that Joaquin and his agent or loving life in Pittsburgh. I know I would be. I'd be at the bar every night after the games. And so just a shout out to the Pittsburgh organization for doing what they do best this time of year. And that's really my gripe, guys.
What did they do to Soria?
They on the trade, they took him out of his comfort zone.
Well, they're not going to take Melanson out of the closer position.
Well, I mean, you know,
they got him for the eighth inning, and
they've totally screwed up his karma and what he was doing well in Detroit. So, my hats off to them. They continue to do what they do
any
best.
Any other team in baseball would have done that.
You
got him for the eighth inning.
My opinion.
Melanson is their closer, and you don't pick a guy out who's had a monster season. They got Soria to shore up their eighth inning. That's what every team in baseball does.
Yeah, well,
so
anyway,
it's not the Pirates' fault that he can't produce in the eighth inning.
It's working quite well. So
that's Soria's fault.
Anyway,
that's what
Pittsburgh does best this time of year. They contend and then they pack up and fold
come
up
on,
their hat.
They've made the postseason the last 2 years.
Bobby, did you watch the Utah game?
I watched the Utah game, and my second favorite team in college football failed to come through for me. But, I mean, I know the pick worked, but it's hard for me to like the Utes no matter what happens. I detest that team no matter what happens. I detest Utah with every fiber of my being.
Why do you detest them, Boppy?
They're Big Blue's arch rival, even though haven't played in 3 years.
All right, we're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to that shortly. And
but what do you want to say about
Bobby,
the game?
Why don't we have you go ahead and give your lock out right now
My lock?
For everybody?
I've got to recuse myself because the lock that I would give, because of blue-colored glasses, nobody wants me to give BYU. But that's the lock that I would give because 6 points on the – they just play better on the road. They cover on the road. And I think this is a game they win outright. So I would give BYU. But because I'm not giving BYU, even though I bet my own money on this one, the game I love is Wisconsin in Alabama. And getting 13 points, I actually think Wisconsin has a good chance to win this game outright. And you're getting 13 points. So my lock of the week is Wisconsin versus Alabama.
Boppy, where do you do your shopping? I have seen nowhere where you're getting 13 points. Where I do my shopping this morning, it's 10.5.
Well, that's still a great bet. I'll take the 10.5. 10.5 in Wisconsin. I was looking at the CBS Morning Live college football odds. That's where I looked it up.
Well, they're wrong.
Okay.
All right. Let's get back to let's get back to the BYU game, Boppy, with Nebraska. It's no secret that you are a BYU alumnus and that you like the team, idolize BYU.
My blood bleeds blue. I understand that.
All right. I'm not going to get on you for that. But I don't. This game today, to me, even though the steam is coming in on your side, BYU is now, or Nebraska is now a five point favorite. This game opened actually as high as 6.5 back in July, and it's now down to 5. This is a real head scratcher, Boppy, because we really don't know what team is going to show up. And as Hondo has pointed out, BYU needs to get a defense, or the defense needs to shore up. But this figures to be a good game. I don't know how you can say that BYU is a lock to win this game.
The strength of BYU is their front seven, their down linemen, and their linebackers. Their weakness is their cornerbacks and safeties. The Nebraska lost its number one receiver and safety, and they're trying to break in a quarterback that's a running quarterback. They're trying to turn him into a passing quarterback, and the results from camp have been mixed on how he's doing. He's doing okay, or he needs work. But it's never been he's been superlative, not in taking on Mike Riley's new system. So that's the reason. And the main reason I believe that BYU's a bet with my own money is that Taysom Hill is healthy. And when Taysom Hill is healthy, BYU has a top 10 college offense. They are a dangerous team. And they can score anyone.
Boppy, Taysom Hill does not play defense. How that front seven, if it's so strong, how did that front seven give up 50 points last year to Memphis?
I told you. I said this is this year, and the other
it's the same players, Boppy.
The main equation is how they do on offense, and on offense, they will be a top 10 defense, and they will score on Nebraska.
If
they score 31 or more, they win. They score
good
31 or more, they win.
Boppy, elite teams do not go on the field thinking, if we score X amount of points, we win. You got to have a defense.
I also think they'll hold them to four or less.
Boppy, take off your glasses for a minute.
Four or less.
Until BYU shows me they got a defense, I don't take them seriously.
I understand. That's fine.
Well, We'll find out today, Bobby. We'll get a good read, because they're definitely going into hostile territory in Nebraska. So
you can put down my pick for BYU with an asterisk by it, so people know that I was having blue-colored glasses on when I made it. But I'm telling you, the Cougars, not only will they beat the spread, they're going to win today. And I will call you up, Mr. Hondo, after the game is over.
Bobby, I'm not saying BYU cannot win, so don't put words in my mouth. I'm saying I want to see them play some
defense.
They win
because of Taysom Hill, and you brought up the defense. You put words in my mouth. I'm saying they're going to win.
No. Bobby, you're something else, I'll tell you, boy.
Guys,
are something else.
We've already spent way too much time on this game. All right.
Yeah, that's
Bobby,
sure.
What is your lock here? We're going to go back. This is your official play today.
Wisconsin.
Okay. So you're going to take 11, which is what's being offered at the Las Vegas Hilton, which is our official website that we use. So you're going to take plus 11 in Wisconsin.
Go Badgers.
All right.
But that's all.
Okay.
I'm not only used from Nebraska.
All right. Well, yeah. Okay. All right. 201, 202, and that's on the rotation. This game kicks tonight at 5, and we're looking at Bobby taking a play on 201, Wisconsin, plus 11. All right, let's get back to a little bit of normalcy here, folks. And the hat, I am going to give you a play, and that is 181, 182. We're going to go to Northern Illinois here, taking on the UNLV Rebels. Folks, UNLV continues to struggle. They struggled this year, last year, and they're going to Northern Illinois. We're going to go ahead and lay the minus 21.5, and folks, this game this morning when I got up was 23.5. Money has flooded in on UNLV, and it's now down 2 points to 21.5. I don't know why, but go ahead and take Northern Illinois here, 182, as the Hats play, free play today. All right, when we come back, we're going to go to Boppy's Corner. Boppy's going to put on his cardigan sweater right now with his two elbow patches. He's going to fill his pipe up, light it, and come back and give us some more of Boppy's Corner. So after a brief timeout, this is your cue, folks. Go refresh your beverage of choice, and after a brief timeout, we will be back with more Keeping Score with Bobby.
John! Well, now me and Homer Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally, they just threw up their hand and said, "When you hot, you hot, I say yeah. When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not. Put all the money in and let it roll again. When you're hot, you're hot. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. When you're hot, you're hot.
Well, now every time I roll them dice, I'd win. And I was just getting ready to roll them again. When I heard something behind me, I turned around.
All right, sports fans, we're back. And real quick, I forgot to go down to Del Mar to give our free play at the track where the turf meets the surf. And we're suggesting a play today on first race, Tequila Joe. And if you're heading out to the track or just want to pick up the phone, call your neighborhood friend, we suggest a couple of bucks to win and place on Tequila Joe, number 5, first race, first-time starter for Michael Stidham. Kent DeSormo takes the call, and his horse is bred to win early, been working well in the AM, and you get a nice 6-1 price on Tequila Joe out at Del Mar. Hondo, real quick, do you have anything that you like out at Del Mar today?
No, not really. It's okay. It's an 11 race card with a lot of open races, I think. So no, I don't have anything I like strongly. No.
All right, and Bobby, you're up, my friend. Have you got your pipe lit?
Well, my thing is just going to be, I'm going to beat a dead horse. I'm going to beat the Oakland A's up. I got to tell you, it's just amazing when you look around baseball, the key players that Oakland has dealt away that are critical to teams making their stretch runs. Yiannis Cespedes is in New York. Scott Kazmir is in Houston, and the Oakland is mired. You know, they're stuck in the mud at the bottom of the American League West. It's just sad that Billy Bean was so impressed with himself that he broke up a team that was in first place by about 8 or 9 games a couple of years ago, and they haven't found their way yet since then. And you know, Josh Donaldson's with Toronto. It's just, goodness gracious, what more could you do to a team than what Billy Bean did to the A's?
I heard a rumor, Bobby, that Billy Bean looks at himself in the mirror 12 times a day and says, "I am Billy Bean." Is that true?
I think that's probably way too close to the truth.
Yeah,
you know, it's one of those things. It's like, wow, what in the world has happened? And I really don't know.
I got to tell you, the only GM that I'm really impressed with is the guy in Texas, the kid that they hired. He has his shit together. He's very professional, very well spoken, and he's kept the team together with the manager, Bannister, that if you told me that they were going to have the year, it looks like they might be running out of steam a little bit. But if you had told me at the beginning of the year that they were going to have a run, I would have laughed at you. But the rest of these numbskulls, I don't know what in the hell they do, but they're overpaid for the most part. Anyway, that's my take. But yeah, I agree with you with Billy Bean. I don't know. He's got to have some pictures of somebody, Bobby.
Yeah.
You know, to hold on to his job. That's just amazing with what he does on a yearly basis up there in Oakland. Not that they mention that they play in a toilet bowl, but I don't know. All right, guys. We got about 7 minutes left. Let's go ahead and open it up. Let's not have any more sniping with BYU. Bobby, you've already given your opinion. And I will tell you, though, Bobby, that is one game of interest today that I will be paying close attention to. So I hope for your sake that you are a little bit close to your predictions, but what else do you guys like on today's sports docket?
Well, you know, I will give BYU credit. They're playing a schedule this year, unlike Oklahoma, which opens against Akron, unlike Georgia, which opens against Louisiana or the University of Louisiana Monroe, unlike the powerful Trojans of USC, who are hosting the annually strong Arkansas State. I mean, give me a friggin' break. These are cupcakes.
Yeah.
You know, there's no, you know, if you schedule a legitimate team, a legitimate school 5 years in advance, you know, you don't know how good they're going to be in 5 years. But at least they're a legitimate program. USC knows Arkansas State is never going to match up to them. Why schedule them?
Well, I think that depends on what Sarkisian's blood alcohol level is going to be at kickoff.
Add two reasons why they schedule these guys. One is because it's an easy game early in the season, and the other is they can get an extra home game out of this. Instead of having six home games in a year, they can schedule so that they get seven, because these teams will take, usually it's from $500,000 to $1 million payoff to get a team to travel and not get a home and home contract. Believe it or not, BYU is getting $1 million from Nebraska to go to Nebraska to play that game. And, of course, the people in Nebraska are asking, why are we doing this? Why are you scheduling somebody? Because Nebraska's in jeopardy of losing their 29-game winning streak, their 29-season opening winning streak that they've had. But usually they're scheduling South Dakota, North Dakota State. And that's one of the reasons, Art, why they schedule them, is for those cupcakes that they could beat up on and get their team ready. But in an era of college playoffs, I agree with you. They've got to schedule stronger, and they've got to. I think that their strength of scheduling has to be factored in when you decide who are the four teams in the playoffs. I think if there's a tie, you go to strength of scheduling and schedule the better team. If they have the same records, strength of scheduling should win.
Well, you look at Baylor last year, how much they cried because they didn't get into the playoff. Well, there's two reasons why they didn't get into the playoffs, because they're a cupcake non-conference schedule and because they didn't have a conference championship game. And what did Baylor do to rectify that? There's no conference championship game again this year, and their non-conference schedule includes, listen to this, SMU, Lamar, and Rice. If Art Briles doesn't make the Final Four again this year, he better not come crying to me, because I'll rip the heck out of him.
Yeah. I
want to also congratulate the 49ers of Charlotte for a very nice effort last night. This is the first time that they have played in a schedule versus the big boys, as they easily handled Georgia State. And 7.5 point dogs, that outcome was never in doubt. And the coaching staff at Charlotte and the 49er bunch needs to be congratulated. I'm not saying they're going to have a good year, but they were certainly prepared to play in their promotion in the division, and they definitely outplayed Georgia State last night. They were much better prepared. So kudos, my hat's off to Charlotte. Bobby, good luck with your lock today. And folks, don't forget, if you need some help today with your parlay cards, or if you're heading to Vegas, or you're keep picking up the phone and putting it down because you're hesitant to call your neighborhood friend, go ahead and visit the site, sign up for our football picks. You won't regret it. Go to sportswagers-selections.com. Hondo, thank you for joining us this morning.
All right, go Rangers.
And Bobby, it's time for you to go ahead and say it.
Rise and shout, the Cougars are out. Be safe, be careful, and God bless. We'll see you all next week, Lord willing.
Bobby, that might be something that I might be saying today. Rise and shout, the Cougars are out.
There
you
go.
I like that.
All right.
Catchy phrase. All right, folks, good luck with your wagers. We'll be back next week. And until then, we hope to see each and every one of you in the cashier's line.